This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Integrated Community has been awarded $48,000 as part of the Colorado Community College System Workforce Resiliency Program. It will help with training for medical interpretation and mental health curriculum for their interpreters. Another award is $48,750 to Fitch Ranch Artisan Meats in Craig to help with employee training for coal workers to have careers in meat processing. Expect delays this week on Colorado 13 south of Craig for asphalt overlay, bridge work, and some culvert repairs. Traffic will be down to one lane in spots from mile markers 64 to 79. That's from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. Plan on extra time if you're headed to the airport. Route County Road 51 is having some repaving done. That's the road to Yampa Valley Regional Airport from Highway 40. Traffic will be limited to one lane for at least a couple days, so expect delays there. When that's finished, paving will begin on River Road, which is County Road 14. That's from the Treehouse Bridge to the Steamboat Springs City Limits. Again, down to one lane for a couple of days. Expect delays. Renovation is progressing on the Veterans Center in downtown Steamboat Springs. Work started in July for the $3 million project of the building at 924 Lincoln Avenue, which was built in 1898. Kent Fredrickson is on the Veterans Center board. He pointed out some beams that are original to the building that will be reused. They all have notches in them.
There's really no reason for them to have notches in this building for the structure. So we really suspect that they were reused when they built this building from a house and probably floor joists, 120 years ago. And these are quarry rocks quarried here right in Steamboat and used in the foundation and the knee wall of the original building.
Workers also found some old whiskey bottles and a horseshoe that was embedded in the wall when the building was built for good luck. Steel beams are coming in from Axis Steel and Craig this week. Local masons are cleaning up the brick wall on one side and the quarry stone wall on the other, and money's still being raised for the renovation project, which should take about 10 months. Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education meets at 4:30 today. Discussions include the use of cell phones. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners, they are meeting Tuesday morning. It's homecoming week at Steamboat Springs High School. The Moffat County Bulldogs golf team is hosting the Steamboat Sailors this afternoon. In football, the Steamboat Sailors football team, they're still undefeated. The Hayden Tigers won their game this weekend. Moffat County and Sirocco both lost both of their games. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Read it for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.